Attention, patriots. Broadcasting from the Free Zones, Radio Free Redoubt begins in 5, 4, 3, 2...
Welcome, patriots, to the Morning Commute with JJS and Lady Liberty. All of you out there on your morning commute, tuning in, great to have you with us. And good morning, Lady Liberty.
Well, good morning to you, and welcome everyone out there to Fired Up Friday.
Yes.
Yeah. Which, well, you know, are we fired up?
We could probably get them fired up by the end of the show.
Yeah, no kidding, right?
You know, one thing that fired me up is and I meant to put this on the Thrash of Commie Thursday, but they don't, I don't know, they're not quite communists, but boy, they are sure acting woke right now with the Carhartt. I mean, what's more rugged and outdoorsy and than Carhartt clothing? I mean, we all have it. We all have a Carhartt jacket, shirts, hats,
right?
You know, work clothes. I mean, it is like, it just doesn't match up with the demographic of the people that wear and use and have used Carhartts for years. And I mean, you think of cowboys and farmers, tractors and mechanics and,
right. And the working class. They're demanding the vaccination. Is that
yeah,
right?
The vaccine mandates for all their employees.
So that's what's really bizarre, because I would think this is a flip flop, because Starbucks canceled the vaccine mandate as soon as they found out that Biden couldn't enforce it, right?
Exactly.
And so who would be more liberal than Starbucks? Certainly not Carhartt.
No kidding. And Carhartt acknowledged the ruling by the Supreme Court and then did this on their own.
Yeah.
This is shameful. So now, I mean, now that the internet is ablaze with videos of people burning their Carhartt, their shirts, jackets, and hats, and they're like, they're going to. So you know what you know what I have now? I mean, I have this ratty Carhartt jacket. Well, now I have a Ranch Tough.
Well, mine
is just like Carhartt. My heavy duty.
My Carhartt stuff for ranch work is. It's spelled B-E-R-N-E, so I don't know if that's burn or Bernie, but I love
burn.
It.
We'll say burn.
Yeah, we'll say burn, because mine are cool, and how thankful I am that I don't have Carhartts that are supporting that kind of nonsense.
I know, just as tough, yeah. So I got Ranch Tough, my Ranch Tough jacket.
Yep.
It's all that canvas, heavy duty, warm,
right.
Everything else. Hey, you know, Carhartt, you're acting like you don't have competition out there.
Right.
We can take our business elsewhere, and that's
exactly
what we've done.
Yes, see, that's the great thing about still being a capitalist nation, right?
Yes.
Even though they're trying to wipe out capitalism as hard as they can, since the communists are diametrically opposed to capitalism.
That's right.
Well, they haven't quite been able to do it yet, and there's still competition. And so in that case, communism always loses single time.
That's right. So I was fired up about that when I found it. So, you know, I wanted to wiffle bat them.
Right.
And then also I was fired up. So, and they're acting like communists when they do that. So it could have been any one of these days would have been appropriate to bring that one.
Right.
Up.
Well, you know, it's interesting, you know, since that kind of sparked a memory there when I was reading my Bible, and there was a word wealth box describing the definition of peace, as well as the Hebrew word for peace, which is shalom. And I was reading that to you and describing that peace is all of the obvious things that we would recognize it to be, but it also included prosperity and fulfillment. So not only is peace devoid of strife, what is also added to peace is prosperity and fulfillment.
That's right.
So,
that's true.
So where there's peace, there is prosperity, and likewise with capitalism. You know, which is why we picked that form of governance or government for the United States. And
right.
And you know, where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. And
that's
so
right.
Liberty, peace, prosperity, it all goes hand in hand. And communism doesn't have anything like that. Communism has no peace.
No.
You know, they don't have liberty. They don't have prosperity.
It's disorder. It's chaos. It's
lack.
Degradation.
Yep.
It's just, it's pure raw oppression.
Chaos.
Yeah. It is. It's irresponsible squandering of resources.
Yep.
It's theft. It is everything they told us it was.
Well, exactly. Yep. Right. Well, no, it's what they tell you it is it's all, you know, everybody working in unity and harmony together. Right. It's like, oh no.
Well, when I say they, I mean the generation before us, you know, all these old public service announcements that we have from the 50s and 60s. You know, right. Warning yep. us about the dangers of communism targeting America.
Yes, when Americans were telling us what communism was. Yes. Now that we've got globalists and foreign nationals telling us what communism is and about lying through their teeth about it.
Yeah, and when the FBI actually hunted down communists instead of supporting them.
Supporting them,
hunted down patriots.
Patriots, yep.
Yep. All right. Well, hey, this is all good stuff. We're getting ourselves all fired up. Just like
it doesn't take much.
So, right? Okay, so... The word of the day, looking forward to that.
Okay.
What has the Lord revealed to you this morning?
Well, so the word of the day for Fired Up Friday comes to us from Philippians chapter 2, verses 12 through 16, which read under the title, Light Bearers. Therefore, my beloved, as you have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now much more in my absence, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling, for it is God who works in you, both to will and to do for his good pleasure. Do all things without complaining and disputing, that you may become blameless and harmless, children of God without fault in the midst of a crooked and perverse generation, among whom you shine as lights in the world, holding fast to the word of life, so that I may rejoice in the day of Christ that I have not run in vain or labored in vain. And that's it.
Right.
Yep. That's what we keep saying. Yesterday, the word of the day was about being thankful, that came from, First Colossians. And so today it's, you know, do all things without complaining and disputing.
Right. Right.
And so wasn't it also the complainers that were not written down in the book of remembrance? Remember when?
Oh, that's right.
When
those who complained. Yep.
When they said, "Oh no, that's not us. We're not the complainers. We are the ones that fear the Lord."
Right.
Make the note.
it was specifically those. There was the whole people had a complaining heart, complaining spirit.
Yep.
Saying things against the Lord.
Right.
In their complaints.
Yep.
And so there was a group a remnant of believers. Who they were described as those who greatly feared the Lord and who meditated on his name,
right.
Wrote their names in a book. It was like a public declaration of saying, we're not with them.
Right.
You know, we fear you. We meditate on your name. We know all of what your name means. And it was just, you know, a very respectful thing, but it was an accounting. They wanted to be counted. I want my name in that book.
Right.
So it's on the record.
Yes, don't blot my name out of the book of life.
Exactly. No, it's on record. We're not with them. We're not part of them. And, you know, that's what we need to do, even if you don't physically write, you know, a book with all of your names in it, you know, making a declaration, but make a declaration to the Lord. We're not with them.
That's right.
You know, we're not going to complain. We're going to give thanks in all things, maybe not for everything, but in all things, we're going to give thanks.
That's right.
We're going to... greatly.
We're going to step out in faith by being thankful in all things.
We're going to fear him. Yep. We're going to meditate on his name. We're going to confess to him our sins, wickedness, or ask him to show that to us. It's like David prayed, show me my heart, you know, look into my heart and examine me. And
well, yeah, exactly. And exactly like it just said, you have to work out your own salvation with fear and trembling.
Yeah.
And because just because you're born again doesn't mean that you're the refined gold yet. You know, that's the work that is in progress, is the refining of the gold. And so absolutely, you always, always need to be asking the Lord and the Holy Spirit to put it upon your heart what you need to fix and how. You know, and it seems to me that he's pretty faithful in being able to show you how to do that, because it's tied right to your conscience, right?
Yes.
And it's the people who have seared consciences that are at odds with God. You know, that's like the God haters, the communists, the people that could care less about Jesus Christ, less right. about Christianity. They don't even want to hear it. It's because they have seared hearts where they're no longer in communication with their own conscience anymore as to be able to decipher between right and wrong. And that is apparently what we're seeing here in these last days when it says up is, you know, when right is called wrong
and
when
wrong is evil is good.
Yep, exactly. Yeah.
Well, so true. Well, it was kind of funny yesterday. Right before our show, you know, the news comes on the top of the hour.
Right.
And they had mentioned how Biden gave a speech highlighting his successes as president, but the American people disagree. And I'm just laughing to myself like, yeah, of course, if you get to write your own report card, I did great.
Well, he was all proud of himself for having done his own press conference solo, the second one. He accomplished his second one.
I'll bet. Probably just as proud as he was when he, the first time he did a colored without going outside of the lines before eating his crayons.
Yes, we have to remember he's not the president. He's the P resident.
The puppet.
Yes.
Yep, the Chinese puppet. So, yeah, it was kind of funny, you know, the communists are good at that, talking about how wonderful they are and how great they've done and everything else while they're standing.
They're lying through their teeth.
Oh, yeah. I mean, they could be standing right, in the, you know, up to their hips in water and telling you that, you know, you're in the middle of a drought. And
right. Yep.
So that's just to be expected. But it is just kind of amusing if the consequences weren't so high, if it wasn't so serious, it would be just. Really entertaining and amusing.
Well, right. Yeah, exactly. Like if your life wasn't really expected to produce anything, you know,
right.
Like if God really wasn't interested in making you one of his jewels and running you through the actual refining process so that by the time you're done here, you're ready to be with him,
right.
You know, if all of it was just for nothing, just for seeing how much fun you could have while you're here. That would be a different story.
Yeah, the upside to all of this is that makes us really want to just look up and say, Lord, let me off. You know, take
know.
Me home.
Yep.
I want out.
Yep,
I don't want
right.
to be a part of this.
That's right.
I want my name in this book. Put me on record. I'm not with them.
Yes. Yeah, we need that T-shirt. I'm not with them, pointing right. to the left.
No kidding. All right. Well, hey, let's go ahead and take a break. This is the Morning Commute with JJS and Lady Liberty, and segment one here, brought to you by Prepping 2.0, Glenn Tate and Shelby Gallagher, with their podcast, helping to take your preps to the next level. And the website is prepping2-0.com. This is the Morning Commute, and we will be back right after this.
Abe Lincoln here. In 1773, patriots broke the chains of British tyranny by throwing tea into Boston Harbor. On that day, Americans began drinking coffee. We celebrate that event daily here at Minutemen Coffee. All men are created equal. Coffee is not. Minutemen Coffee is roasted to perfection in small batches. Bold, smooth, and never bitter. Shipped to you fresh daily. Whole bean, ground, or our patented pods. www.minutemencoffee.com.
Some of you may be asking yourselves, why should we be bothered with developing citizenship responsibilities? Well, there are many reasons. One of the primary reasons is that great principles do not live from generation to generation without being nurtured, without being kept vigorously alive. Unless we understand and work effectively for the principles upon which our American way of life is founded, the structure will crumble and our heritage of freedom will perish.
Welcome back to segment two of the Morning Commute with JJS and Lady Liberty. Thank you guys for tuning in. If you're just tuning in late, we're having a good old time here on this Fired Up Friday. And we're fired up, wiffle batting and fired up and everything all in one. We saved it for today.
That's right.
Segment one or segment two. My goodness. Segment two brought to you by TLC Web Hosting. That's just like tender loving care. TLCwebhosting.com is the website. Christian Patriot owned business hosting hundreds of websites, and including ours. They take good care of us, and so we recommend them. And if you have a business, a ministry, something that you need hosted, and you don't want to get canceled or disappeared, your website goes away because you're too conservative or something.
Yeah.
Good folks. TLCwebhosting.com. All right, Lady Liberty. Well,
did you want me to go first?
Yeah, I was just...
Okay.
Yeah, well, go ahead.
We've got some really interesting stuff going on with, coal. You know, you and I have watched so many rail cars pass us, just loaded, heaped full of coal, and they're all headed west to go to the port to get on cargo containers to go to China, right?
Right.
Well, so right now, I have an article here that says that the U.S. coal stockpiles near historic lows, and no shock, you know, with that going on, why on earth would we be sending China all of our coal? And here, of course, you know, all of the liberals have been saying, oh, coal is so dirty, we need clean energy and all this other nonsense. Well, all their clean energy is intimately tied to coal,
right?
Because every time the sun doesn't shine or the wind doesn't blow, they have to be running these coal generators the whole time,
right,
in order to have something going on in the background.
Natural gas or coal or nuclear. That's your options.
That's right. And so, or hydro. And hydro,
right,
we've got plenty of. And, you know, so hydro, in fact, is the cleanest, most renewable energy on the face of the planet, because it's a never-ending source. You know, the water never seems to go away, especially those big rivers and the dams. And yet, we watched Washington State take out 13-plus different major dams.
That's
in
a travesty.
The state. And talk about losing your water reserves and water supply, and then drought comes along and all your little tributaries and streams, they've dried up because, wow, guess what? They ruined all the dams. They dismantled them all. Same exact thing happened in Oregon and California. And ever since, I mean, I think it was California took down something like 40. I don't remember the exact number, but it was in the 40s. 40 plus dams in their state, and now they can't do anything but burn. I mean, they've removed all of their dams, and
you
so now there's no
three,
water stockpiles.
You just named three states that are ran by communists.
Yes, exactly, and three states that seem to keep burning ever since they have done that. And so you know, just pointing out that now our stockpiles of coal are at historic lows. What a time to be depleted of coal, of all things.
Gross. Yeah, it's just, it's criminal incompetence.
Oh, yeah, totally.
It's just...
China stockpiled all the grain from around the world. They've got 60% of the world's grain. They've stockpiled all of our coal. They've got, you know, and just the fact that they, you know, all those people that are eco freaks out there that are so concerned about anybody burning coal. Guess who burns all the coal? It's China.
They don't have to follow all these eco-psycho regulations.
They don't follow anything.
Right.
And so all you people that are all concerned about pollution, how come you guys aren't doing anything about China and all of their massive burning of coal?
Well, all of those who are wagging their fingers at us about how morally superior they are because they're fighting for the environment.
Yes, right.
Are not saying anything about, well, how about the environmental, what China does and other countries like them, but China's one of the worst offenders.
Yep.
But they talk about how morally superior they are for human rights and equity and everything else, while China is one of the worst human rights violators on earth.
That's right.
Which is going on still today.
Right.
And they say nothing about that.
Right.
You know,
And human rights and slavery and all that. And my gosh, North Korea still has slaves.
Right.
They have slavery in full effect right now.
Yep, absolutely. That's all around the world.
Yeah.
Even. But look at the subject matter experts that we have.
Yeah.
Right.
So, experts, that's an interesting word, isn't it?
Well, the actor, Leonardo DiCaprio, says he's sharing his wisdom, right? Earth literally has 9 years left.
Oh, wow. Thanks, Leonardo. Thank you. Yeah.
Thank you for your wisdom and your insight. I wonder if he's taking notes from Al Gore, who said we had just a couple of years left, like 20 years ago.
Well, Bill Gates, the self-proclaimed virologist, also. You know what I mean? Right. I guess if you're famous now, you're just an expert on all things.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah.
And so now we've got in England, we've got Boris over there saying, yeah, no more face masks. Just instantly, poof. It's all
gone. Yes, did you get to the bottom of that? What is that?
Well, okay, so apparently he has taken so much heat for trust the science, mask mandates, getting through this, passports for vaccines, social distancing, all these measures, right? Because we need to sacrifice, we need to follow the science and their guidance so we can get through this. Well, he's been seen at parties with no masks on or anything.
Right.
Meanwhile, apparently the Queen of England had to sit by herself at her husband's funeral because of social distancing and, you know, we want the Queen to get anything. Well, these high level elites are all partying together with no masks, no social distancing.
Well, everything's up the window. Because they know it's a joke.
Right. What is good for thee is not for me, right? And that's exactly how
Since we are lying to you.
Right, exactly. Right? Even when they say trust the science, which they know is bunk. So he and the people around him have just been utterly shredded on social media and even the slipstream, the leftist media. And so now, guess what, guys? No more mandates, no more vaccine passports. We're doing away with it. We're gonna live with it like we live with the flu, which is what everyone else has been saying from the beginning of this.
Yeah.
You know, herd immunity. So, yeah, they're hypocrites. When they get busted violating their own rules and somebody's trying to hold them to account, they change the rules again. Okay, no more mask mandates.
Right,
and unreal. So
that's where it came from. That's where all of they just up and got rid of it.
Right.
Wow.
Yep.
They're getting sick of having it pointed out. That's funny.
Well, here's something that might get you a little bit fired up. Apparently, the strategy now, it's estimated Attorney General Merrick Garland could prosecute former President Trump for the January 6th riots at the U.S. Capitol, Senate Democrats say. They are terrified of him running for president again and winning.
Yep, right.
And because these voter scam laws that they're trying to push for, you know, voter rights, they've been defeated. Schumer is just beside himself. Senator Schumer is just livid.
That leads right into the next article that I have too, and which is titled "Non-Citizen Voting Push is Part of the Agenda to Rid America of Citizenship."
Right, and they can't get it passed. So the next option is to prosecute Donald Trump for his role in January 6th. Right. Seriously.
If they can get that guy into prison, they have a chance of not losing the next one, too.
This is how delusional they are. Speaking with The Hill, several Democrat lawmakers said there is a quote-unquote good chance the Department of Justice will seek to prosecute Trump, potentially knocking him out of the 2024 election. Merrick Garland has given no indication he plans to prosecute Trump, and Senate Democrats provided no direct evidence or sources to support their claims. But the left is running with this idea. These people are so desperate. There's nothing's beyond them to try to do.
Wow.
You know, they're going to win at all costs, which you have to kind of admire, but they're going to win by cheating, stealing, you know, whatever they have to do.
With the result ending up in the total and utter destruction of the United States.
Right. And until the Patriots have a, you know, win at all costs and understand what we're up against, they're going to keep incrementally stealing it away.
Well, exactly. And see, that is, that's actually even a fighting tactic, is that anytime you have an opponent that opposes you with, say, you know, 8 pounds of aggression, it is your job to return to return whatever the aggression is with 8.1 pounds of aggression.
Right.
You know what I mean? Where you will, you match their aggression and top them just by a little bit, if not a lot, right? You know,
yeah, no
the
kidding.
The ninja way is to do it just by a little bit, but always top your opponent in the volley back. And so the fact that we're not volleying at all, you know, they keep hurling stuff in our direction and throwing all of these rocks and spikes. And yeah. where's our return volley? They don't exist. So I agree with you. Until we man up and stand up with the spine that we ought to be standing up with right now and return it and you know, at all costs, get our United States of America back.
The rest of the world is counting on it. I mean, they're looking to see, you know, what we're going to do, where we're going to go with this. What are the American patriots going to do? Are they going to allow this?
Right.
And, you know, I mean, there are a lot of us in the fight. We're doing all we can within our power without, sacrificing yourself.
Right. Well, and see, that's the thing about my book too, the nation has to repent, has to return to God, recommit to God, recommit to the law and the Constitution. And once we do that, then part two of the purge of the communists from all of our elected positions has to come.
Right.
That can be done legally through Article 4, Section 4, and Article 6. They can be charged with their crimes and removed from office. And that's part two. And that's the part that needs to be happening right now. And back it up with whatever it has to be backed up with.
Right, right. And when I say, you know, sacrificing, we've sacrificed a lot to do what we do.
Right.
We could have been set way better in our lives.
Oh yeah, no kidding.
Financially, and,
no kidding.
And everything
15
else.
Years of this stuff. Yeah.
And yep. so you know, we've there's no question about, you know, the sacrifices that people are making and have made.
That's right.
You know, right now there's a shift. There's a shift that's taking place. We're really looking at the eternal scope of things and the way. Not going to give up the fight, but
oh, definitely.
There's just
not.
Something major changing.
This
coming.
This year is different.
Yeah, we really feel like, and we're going to call ourselves Bible believing Christians, and take the word at its word as truth.
That's right.
We have to know we're down to the final hour.
Yes, we are.
You know, so we look forward to that.
Yeah, but we're looking up.
That's right. All right. Well, hey, you guys have a blessed, safe weekend. You be safe and join us Sunday night for the weekly podcast. And then right here Monday morning at 7 a.m.
That's right. You all have a fantastic Fired Up Friday, and blessings to all of you Christian patriots out there.